The murder of two UN workers in Democratic Republic of Congo in 2017 made international headlines. They were killed in a country that remains one of the most underreported in the world. Zaida Catalan was Swedish, Michael Sharp, American. The two were investigating mass graves in the Kasai region when they went missing. Their bodies were found in a village more than 2 weeks later. Zaida had been beheaded. The court's verdict, guilty, and 51 of the 54 accused given the death penalty.
The court has made its decision on the charges of terrorism, war crime, murder, participation in an insurrection movement, and the act of war crime through mutilation. This military court is sentencing you to death for these crimes.
But questions remain about the possible involvement of state security.
What is clear is that the prosecution has not looked into state responsibility. And so now, there is a verdict, but there is a clear need from the authorities to look up, higher up the chain of command, and to investigate further senior officials who ultimately may bear responsibility for the planning and the ordering of those killings.
The most senior person on trial was an army colonel who was sentenced to 10 years in prison. His lawyer described the ruling as a miscarriage of justice.
I must stress with considerable bitterness today's verdict. Colonel Jean de Dieu Mamwene was charged with crimes that he didn't commit. He was charged with an act of disobeying orders and failure to assist a person in danger. This trial is a setup. We will appeal this verdict. Colonel Mamwene is a good man who served his country, and he shouldn't be charged with such a crime.
At the time of the murders, Congolese government forces were trying to put down an armed uprising that killed and displaced thousands of people. One theory was militiamen killed the two aid workers because the UN failed to stop the army's attacks against them. Saturday's verdict is likely to be appealed, and since a 2003 moratorium on executions, sentences are likely to be commuted to life in prison. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera.